You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality.
All right.
Talk to me so you can.
Good morning, Sam. All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Sam. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Can you hear me now? Still can't hear me? Oh, well.
All right. We're dealing with some technical difficulties, but we'll clearly work through those, and we'll ask that you'll have some patience with us as we move forward. I'll tell you, I got a lot to talk about this morning, as always, you know, the weather being one of them. Got up this morning, frost all over my car, and I trust yours as well if you live in the state of Wisconsin. It's just frustrating as we await the turning of, you know, the weather moving from, you know, the winter months into the spring is always challenging, but keep the faith. I've noticed the growth around my house, the trees budding, all of those things, a good sign, not to mention, you know, my big toe was starting to make me aware that things are going to be getting just a little bit better and soon. So anyway, really, really excited about that. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning, and I'm going to talk about a lot of things as always, but I, you know, really wanted to have some input from the audience. I always thought and always think that there's nothing more important than the audience itself. And, you know, I can talk about whatever it is I want to talk about. I come in there every morning armed. And one thing about me that you may not know, but it's absolutely true, is being married for 43 years, I can wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and talk nonstop. Yeah. Yeah. And so I can talk for hours on hours and not get tired. So, you know, I don't have any problem coming in here every morning armed to the teeth with things to talk about, especially, hey, well, I'm, so So we got a lot of different things going on here. So we'll ask that you have some patience with us as we work through them. You know, I don't know. Hey, Sam, is it possible for us to go to a short break while we work these things out? Is that possible? Or do we need to work through it? It's up to you. Okay. All right. Okay. Because I'm hearing, I don't know if that's going out over the air, the conversations that are being had. All right. We're going to take a short break. And work on this technical issue,
and then we'll be back.
Hey, Earl, can you hear me now?
Keep going.
All right. Okay. All right. So I guess we'll keep moving. All right. So one of the things that I wanted to do was open up the phone lines to the listeners. And really, I wanted to talk with you about your thoughts about this show.
The board on.
About the Earl Ingram show. And how we're doing, how else can we measure, how else can I measure what it is I'm doing and whether or not it's important or appealing to you, the listening audience. So I wanted to, at least for the first segment of this show, open the phone lines, give you an opportunity to talk about or let me know how you think I'm doing. And the show is doing. So, you know, even though we're dealing with these kinds of issues, I don't know, Sam, is it possible that we can take callers?
We should be able to.
I got you, man. There it is.
There we go.
Hey, good morning to you, Sam.
Good
How
morning.
You doing, man?
Doing well.
It's good to see you again, man.
Good to see you too.
Yeah. So, man, magically it's all working, man. The genies were able to work this thing through, and now all is right with the world.
That's right. We got it all going.
Oh, yeah, man. So, yeah, you know, this is, again, one thing that I wanted to do. We're going to take a few minutes this morning and give you an opportunity to let me know how I'm doing. Okay? In my mind, I'm hitting it out of the park. But you know, that's me. I just I'm listening. Here's Tony. Let's see. Here's what Tony had to say. Okay. I really like how stick to one to two topics for a show and really dig into a topic and take callers with similar and different ideas. You know, Tony, I have always believed that jumping around, you know, and, you know, to many different topics every 5 or 10 minutes doesn't work for me, because it's hard to really measure these conversations that we're having. And I, even though I come prepared to talk about many different subjects, what is happening in, you know, this country right now and around the world requires a deeper dive into it. And whereas many others believe that, you know, we can talk about, you know, subjects in 5 minutes and switch, we never get into the crux of what it is we're talking about and what it really means. Because, I mean, even like today, man, I've got some real grind them out subjects that we are going to talk about. And it, you know, they're not just interesting to me. That should be interesting to all of us. But again, for a few minutes, your thoughts on the Earl Ingram show and the direction that I'm going in. I'm curious. I'm interested. I know we get a lot of phone calls, and that leads me to believe that I'm doing something right, or else we wouldn't be getting the calls and the call volume that we get. I also believe unequivocally that good radio is not about the host. And so it's not about my ego. Man, it's not about, I don't need to pump myself up. If you're 70 years old and you're still running around pumping yourself up and you need people to reaffirm who you are, I think you really kind of got some real issues. Just do it like this, Sam. I can't see it, but just tell me whoever it is. Let's just put them on the line.
That was just you saw me with the phone up to my ear. That was just Luke testing, making sure everything's working.
Okay. So, but I will say to you that's kind of the way I see radio. I see radio as the host being the guy who just kind of moves around the chairs. And radio is not solely about the host, not from my perspective. And I think it's boring when everything centers around the host. Again, I'm a guy who's listened to radio for what? At least 40 years. Yeah, I know, Sam, 40 years. you know, I've been listening to it for a long time and I still listen to it today. And I know when I was the guy on the other side, you know, when I was listening to it on the other side, I was on the other side of it. It didn't matter to me, the guy who or the woman who was sitting there. Tony, again, if you're in your 70s and need people to pump you up, you might be the president. You know, you're about right with that, Tony. You know, Donald Trump does need people to pump up. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
We've got Al on the phone over in Milwaukee.
Oh, man. Hey, you couldn't do anything to bump him off, man. I should have aforementioned to you anybody but Al.
Oh.
Hey, good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
You want the show to get better, you should have me on every day.
Hey, man. Hey, man. You know, I just think, man, is you know, you're a radio guy, okay? You've been in radio, man. You were trained in radio. So, you know, and you know me. And so you know me better than anybody in this listening audience. And
that is the problem. I know you.
So Al, do me a favor.
Quite well.
Hey, Al, do me a favor. Hang on. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays on the Earl Ingram Show. Phone lines are open at 855-752 for another segment. And we're going to talk about the Earl Ingram Show, what I'm doing right, what I should improve upon. It's your opportunity. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. And as I stated, we're going to take a few minutes to, you know, have you critique me, let me know what I should be doing better on the Earl Ingram Show. And that's what we're doing right now. Hey, Al, go ahead, man. Hey, Al.
Hello, Al. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Al, we're doing great. Hello.
Yeah, we got you.
Hello.
We got you, Al. Go ahead.
That's why you need me in the studio every day. So you can't cut me off. Anyway, no, the show is going quite well. The only thing I can see that could improve it is to get some younger people on the air. And I'm talking about in the early 20s, 30s, talking about how they're going to take over as we fade out, because it won't be long before we fade away. And I don't think these young people are prepared to deal with the politics and the other stuff that's going on. I don't want to use those other words, but it's a matter of we need to hear their opinions so we can start looking at what things in the government need to be fixed to stop a lot of what's going on. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's what we're looking for, Al. And man, I really appreciate it. So thank you very much for those words. That sage advice, I will certainly take you up on that. Up next, you know, Rachel from... I'm sorry, Al. Up next, Rachel from Hayward. Good morning to you, Rachel. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, good morning. You know, Earl, this is the first time I've ever called you, but I tell you, you just don't realize how much you mean to a lot of people. I've went through a lot in the last few years with my husband. He's had four cancers. I have a specialized son. But things always seem to get better when I listen to you and I don't feel like I'm alone.
You know, Rachel, that means the world to me because, you know, I wear my feelings on my sleeves. I am who I am over these airways. I don't pretend to be anybody else. I'm a flawed human being, and I struggle with things in this life as most people do, and I don't ever want people to think that I'm somebody that I'm not. You know, I'm an average person, and I go through the ups and downs with life like everybody else, and life is better once we share those feelings. You know what I mean, Rachel? Rachel, are you there?
I am.
And so, you know, the problem is you have your radio turned up, so you're hearing
that.
You
know what? It's down.
Okay.
It's low, but okay. There you go.
Well, you know, Rachel, what you just said to me means more than any award or any gift one could ever receive, because my goal is to help people feel better about themselves and about this life. And since it's such a short time and we have so much in common, you're from Hayward. I've never been to Hayward, but to hear that something that I say as something that I say helps you in along the way, then all is right with the world, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Oh, you better, because I'll be lost if you're not.
Hey, Rachel, thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and keep up the good work. Jim from Brookfield, you're up next. Yes, sir. Jim from Brookfield.
Hey, good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are hitting it out of the park, Earl. First and foremost, your show provides information to a statewide audience that is open and honest. You have doctors on, and you provide a straightforward viewpoint of what's going on in this crazy world of politics. You know, we are in an unprecedented era where, you know, the politicians today are not like what we grew up on, unfortunately, where you conceded elections, properly, and you admitted the truth. And we're, you know, in a situation where who can tell the lie the loudest and the most often is the winner. And this forum, your show, provides a check on that there is a lot of misinformation out there. Hopefully the young people, which Al referred to, you know, are listening and getting it. But first and foremost, your show is a very good, source of information, not only politically, but like I say, when you have the doctors on, that's a great source of information. Second of all, I think this show provides a forum for people, you know, such as myself and the other callers to call in and not be afraid to discuss our viewpoints of what's going on. Today, you know, we have to walk around an eggshell socially,
yes.
You know, today, because we're afraid of getting shouted down. I was at a very nice social function the other day that was going along very smoothly. Some poor woman made the mistake of saying she thought Elon Musk could show a little more compassion, you know, dealing with people's careers, you know, cutting jobs, than coming out with a chainsaw. Well, obviously somebody on the other side, a mega person, whatever, you know, heard that and erupted and spoiled the whole event, and, you know, people soon left. So we have to be very careful today on, you know, what we say publicly. And this show, your show and Civic Media, Civic Radio, provide a forum where you don't have to worry about that. When the Democrats are in power, the conservatives always call themselves the conservative underground. We don't have to go that far, but you provide a very safe haven for us.
Hey, Jim, man, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Appreciate those kind words. And keep on, you know, chiming in. It's your forum and your platform, not mine. 855-752-4842. It's the Earl Ingram Show. We'll continue the conversation.
The secret of your you led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text me at that same number. One thing for sure, if nothing else, I know the diversity in the music that I play, and especially for those of us who are long of tooth. We remember these different songs at different times in our lives. And so I always take that into consideration every morning before I decide what music I'm going to play. I really do put some thought in it. And what I'd like to do more than anything else is surprise people with, you know, songs like Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, man. How many people really even ever heard of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap? But those of us who've been around a while, we remember this song when we're like, you know, 12 years old. You know, that's how old this song is. But it sounds just as good today as it did, you know, 40 years ago, man. You know, 50 years ago. Anyway, did I say 50 years ago, Sam?
You did.
that's how old that song is, almost, man. Anyway, that's for those who may be just joining us. I was asking the question about the show. It's about time we have an evaluation, and you know, in what we're doing. If I'm doing this right, what I need to change, because the show is about you. It's about the listeners, not about me. And I want to make sure that we continue to grow our listening audience. And, you know, and I listen, man, I there's nothing greater for me than to know that people get up every morning and turn to the Earl Ingram Show. You don't know how important that is to me, because I know that I'm so honored and blessed to be in this seat, man. You know, I'm not the guy who, you know, went to school for this. I'm just a blue collar guy, man. I'm a guy who spent 34 years in the factory, you know, no college. And so no experience in radio. And the chances of me being where I am, you know, pretty slim. But I represent those people, the average person, because that's who I am. All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, Earl. First, I just want to say that you also are just hitting the home run every single day. And, you know, the one thing I would like to see more of, because I know you gain listeners every day, is that there's a lot of people that know that there's something weird going on, but they don't realize about Citizens United. They don't know about money in politics. They don't know about lobbyists in Washington that are really affecting our government. And I think that if you could have a weekly thing where you have, like, call it Civics Corner, or something where you actually teach the three branches of government, civics, basic civics, I think that would really bring more people to the show. And I think it would actually maybe help people that think it is all about one branch of government being the executive, that no, there are three branches of government, and talk about balance of power and talk about those things, because people need to hear them. So I would call it, you know, Civics Corner or something. And each week, just have it. And every day, be talking to people. Look, you wonder why someone voted the way they did? Look how much cash they're getting from the lobbyists. You know, we talk about it during election time, but we don't talk about it every single day. I think we should. And just remind people that they're the government. So when they say government is bad, they're really saying we're bad. Because we're the government. So like when Ronald Reagan said, government is bad, I'm like, screw you, Ronald Reagan. I'm not bad. I am,
you know, Tom, you know, Tom, I got just a guy to do that. His name is Reggie Jackson. I have him on with me every Monday. One of the things that I want people to understand is I know my limitations. So I bring on people who are well-versed in a lot of different areas and subjects. And, you know, and we kind of do that in different segments that I have. But certainly Reggie Jackson is the guy who can do that. And I will certainly make sure that we do that through a guy who is really qualified to do it in Reggie Jackson.
Well, I think you're qualified plenty, but I also love Reggie. And, you know, I wake up here in L.A. every morning at 4 a.m. So I'm ready for the Earl show at 6. So that tells you how much I like the show.
Hey, man, thank you very much, Tom. I really appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you very much, man. Keep up the good work. Jim from Eden, somebody on the other side of it. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes. Good morning, Earl. Yep, thank you. You know, it takes a lot of guts to, you know, have a program like you are having right now where you're asking people, you know, to rate your program. But your desire is to increase listenership, right?
Yes, correct.
And my thought is, I was wondering if you've listened to CNN news on TV where they have Scott Jennings, who's a conservative, you know, on the talking programs. And, you know, they allow him to share his point. You know, they're all upset with him, of course, but they allow him to speak, and, you know, they don't ridicule him. And the same with Fox 5. You know, when they have the 5 on, they have one liberal, Jessica. And it really adds, you know, people then are drawn to it because, you know, they're hearing both sides without condemnation. You know, just sometimes, Earl, it seems like, you know, if I or some other conservative speaks, we get cut off quicker than the other side. And, you know, it's like you don't want to have the other side expressed, the other view. And having a conservative might spice it up and let him share his complete thought.
Well, Jim, what I would say to you is, I've said this, you know, many times when you call, I've said over and over again that you are a nice guy. You aren't a guy who is, you know, just a guy screaming and yelling and hollering. You're not a rabid MAGA guy. You're a guy who certainly believes in what you believe in, and you're a conservative and you believe in it. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You and I, I never, you know, get into any horrible give and take with you. If you're talking about another guy on the other side, and I welcome conservative callers, unlike conservative talk radio, which does not give the other view, man. Maybe you haven't listened to conservative talk, but they won't even allow a differing voice. I welcome that. Civic media welcomes that. But if that other voice wants to change the subject matter, which is what happens far too often, it's the only reason I'll cut somebody off. I'm willing to have a dialogue and a conversation about a subject that we're talking about. But if you're going to call and then change the subject completely, then what's the point in me spending the time developing a subject that we're going to talk about, and everybody else follows that but the conservative caller? That's the issue.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Jim, that's
to stay on topic.
Yeah, if we stay on topic, then fine. I enjoy having the dialogue, and I'm sure even the listening audience. I'm not into the amen corner. Hey, amen, Earl, you're right. Amen, hallelujah. No, man, I'm not always right. Nobody is. So, you know, if I can be corrected. I have no problem with that. I'm human.
That's great.
So Jim, you think the show is all right? Hey, Jim, thank you. Thank you very much for the call, man. And keep listening. Tell others about us. Tom from West Dallas, you're up next, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, is it Tom? Me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Hi there. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beep. When I just phoned you guys, I had heard the other gentleman before me kind of taking my thunder away, but it's all good. I really, really look forward to your shows in the morning. I listen to you pretty much every morning. I really like how Civic Media cross-pollinates, where I hear you on Dom's show, where I hear Maggie Dawn with another host, you know, that you guys mix it up like that. I like that. I like the opinions. And I'm going to reiterate a little more. There was another right-wing talk show that back in the day, he used to have three other or four other, but there were six panelists total, who did a kind of a crosstalk. And he had the liberal side, the right side, on along with the left side. And I would like to see Civic Media do that for like an hour, either on your show or on Dom's show. Either way, I'd like you to definitely be a panelist on it, and do an hour crosstalk with the other side, level-minded, not right-wing nut jobs, obviously, but of the week's things, and let the other side talk, but you all have a civil conversation, which can put out both sides. I think that would be a really great addition to Civic Media, too, because you guys don't do that. I mean, the other guys don't do that.
Let me say to you, I did a podcast a couple months back with the exact same platform and format you're talking about. I had two conservatives, Gary from Sussex and Dave from Mequon, and I had two so-called liberals. And we did an hour, you know, podcast that you probably can dig up. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. And so I moderated it. And yes, there needs to be more of that. But I get 2 hours a day. I get 10 hours a week. And so there's so many things, and I have so many different segments. And so, you know, there was a time, and I used to do 6 hours of radio a day. Just true.
Yeah.
I would do 6 hours of talk radio a day. So, I mean, I can handle it, you know. And then I was doing 3 hours of radio a day not so long ago. But when there's 2 hours, and, you know, I get 10 hours of radio a week, man, and I ration that out because I do segments. And then I probably get about 3 hours or 4 hours to do me. But I agree with you. You know, that's something that we should probably be doing more in civic media, and maybe doing that on a Saturday or something else. I agree with you totally, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. 855. Oh, go ahead. Quickly.
Oh, I was just going to say podcasts are great, but I think it would be better on the radio. The show I was talking about, that segment, was at night. It was like at 4 or 5 o'clock, and it was
okay.
Good drive time listening.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I thought I was only going to do this for a couple minutes, but, you know, we're going to do it until the end of this first hour. Again, your thoughts about the show, what I need to improve upon, what I need to do to take it to the next level. And clearly, you know, I need you more than anybody else to tell people about this show and to help us move it forward. Some texts. Let's read some quick texts. Again, Tony, I believe Republicans have been reached out to, but I don't think they've been receptive to coming on. I could be wrong, though. Tony, it's true. It wasn't so long ago I had Ron Johnson in this studio for an hour. I've reached out to many other Republicans and conservatives. They choose not to be a part of it. I understand, because it's not going to be the amen corner if they come on. I'm going to be respectful to them as I was to Ron Johnson, but I'm not going to allow them to control the narrative and what's said on the air. Tony, you are passionate on your topics. Your guests are really good. However, sometimes the technical quality and audio levels of guests and phone callers are not at the same levels as you, the host. That makes it hard for us hearing impaired listeners to listen to your show. And I will say to you, Tony, that we will work on that. I'm going to especially make sure that we address that issue. So, man, listen, man, thank you for that information. That's what I'm looking for. That's what we're looking for on Civic Media. What can we do to improve upon this for every listener? Thank you again for that information. Let's go to Marty. Hey, good morning to you, Marty. How you doing, man?
Very good, Earl. Thank you very much. Hey, Earl, what I'm thinking, I'm going back to 2016, and at that time I remember you specifically saying that Donald Trump has received over $1 billion of free advertising from all the stations that covered him in, you know, Lubbock, Texas, and every little stop that he made, they would cut into the news and he would be covered. Well, that was 2016, Earl. We've had his presidency, Biden's presidency, another Trump presidency. And you know what I'm saying, Earl, is that we've lost sight of where the ball is every day of our lives. And I think we've forgotten about the local politics. We spend so much time talking about things that I have nothing, I can do nothing about Trump. I can do nothing about Voss at the state. But we can do something about the city. And this city is out of control, city of Milwaukee. There's not been one development north of North Avenue, even though half of the population of Milwaukee lives north of North Avenue. People do not realize that. And there's not been one development north of North Avenue since 2016. There's no transportation plan for a city of 1 million people that you want to achieve 1 million people. Well, you better have a transportation plan. Milwaukee has none. And I'll tell you, the RNC was just here. They loved Milwaukee. What they loved about Milwaukee is they wanted to figure out how did the city of Milwaukee keep their blacks in place for so long? It is an amazing thing for the rest of the country to come to Milwaukee and see a city of 50% black and brown people, and they have no control over Summerfest. They have no control over the Miller Park. They have no control over development. All they do is exist for the sake of the well-heeled. And it's getting really old, because we could fix this thing if we looked locally. We have all kinds of potential because of the history of Milwaukee. We could do this. We could be a shining city on a hill for the rest of the country if Milwaukee could turn this around and be a city for the people.
So, Marty, let me say this to you. Milwaukee is my hometown. I've lived there for 70 years. I'm born there. I'm going to die there. I know where all the bones are buried, just like you. You know me.
Thank you.
I certainly know that what you say is true. And I certainly know that we live in a state that discounts Milwaukee. And so Milwaukee basically doesn't matter. The largest city in the state with the most revenue. But it's been totally discounted by both sides, Democrats and Republicans. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one last thing, Earl. What's coming down the pike right now, Earl, you will not believe this when I say this. I appreciate you saying that I'm telling the truth, usually, and I try to. But the city is about to clear cut a 52-acre urban forest, a hardwood forest in the city of Milwaukee.
Yes.
52 acres of hardwood forest. And they're going to put up 29 typical apartment buildings.
Well, that's Brown Ditto, right?
No. This is Milwaukee. This is out by Northridge, and this is the first
step. Yeah, I mean, that's right on the border.
Northridge.
It's right on the border between Milwaukee and Brown Deer. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Marty, you're thinking of something. This is west of Northridge.
So, Marty, what I'll do is I'll take you up on that. Marty, I'll bring somebody in, and we'll have that conversation and dialogue. You make a valid point, my friend. 855-752-4842. Listen, you know, I got some other things I wanted to talk about, but I said this is about the listeners. We're going to continue the conversation since the phone lines are full.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.